Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
Browns
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny, Chargers on Sunday. What do we feel best about and worst about? We do this every week going into the matchup. So some numbers here on LA before we really get started. The Chargers on offense are ranked right now this moment number 9 in the NFL. They are the 10th best rushing team, the 13th best passing team, middle of the pack in terms of interception rate for Justin Herbert, and middle of the pack, believe it or not, in sacks per pass attempt as well. But that's only because he's done an unbelievable job at not turning pressures into sacks.
Yeah.
I went back and rewatched every one of his throws last night. He is under duress almost every single
snap. And it feels instantaneous.
Snap. It's crazy how much pressure he's been under. We talked about it. 50 pressures the last 2 weeks for him. Now, the story for the Chargers is their defense, which is going to get their coordinator, second year Jesse Minter, a head coaching job this offseason. They're number 4 on defense overall in yards per play. They're number 19 against the run. They're number 2 against the pass. And they are 6th at getting to the quarterback and getting sacks this year. So when you look at this Chargers team, we're looking for something you feel really good about for Washington, something you feel really bad about. Let's start with the positive. The matchup favors the Commanders because...
Both of my answers, by the way, are going to be on defense. I think Washington is not particularly great up front. I think you're going to have games like last week where they're a non-factor, where quarterbacks are very comfortable. You're going to see that probably more often than not. But when an offensive line is overmatched, see the Raiders, you can take advantage of it. This group can. I think that by maybe the rush 4, maybe there'll be a few more exotic looks in there, make a group that's already struggling to compete have to communicate and compete. Maybe a blitz here or there. Frankie Louvu and company might get home a time or two. But I do believe they will be able to get some pressure. Now, what they do with it, you know, that remains to be seen. And you need to turn some of those into interceptions and fumbles and tip passes and some things to create a little more than just regular chaos. But I do believe this group will be able to get some pressure.
That's the best thing I think they got going for them this week in playing the Chargers when they're so banged up, missing both of their tackles, is that they're going to generate pass rush. But one of the other things I like is I actually think Washington's strengths defensively, forget the pass rushing element of this, which we've talked about ad nauseum already this week. I think what they do well plays into kind of how the Chargers want to operate a little bit. And here's what I mean by that. The Commanders can stuff the run.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at some of the numbers on Omarion Hampton as a ball carrier, he has been hit at the line of scrimmage or behind the line of scrimmage at one of the highest rates in the NFL. Surprising for a Jim Harbaugh team, but they have not really been all that great on the interior at blocking things up so far. So I think this is a Kinlaw, Payne, Goldman, Newton game to win the line of scrimmage and to put LA in some bad downs and distances. And that's where now all of a sudden against a really banged up and just porous, bad offensive front based on what we've seen, that's where I think you're going to get your pressures. You're not necessarily going to have to blitz to do it. I think you'll be able to win. The question is, though, Danny, they have struggled, not just this group, this iteration, but I feel like here organizationally, since I was a kid with quarterbacks breaking their back with big scrambles and mobility. And don't look now, but Justin Herbert, who's got wheels and is an athlete, he is starting to turn up the heat a little bit on his scrambling.
I mean, he won that Kansas City game with an enormous get out of jail, I can't believe he escaped that scramble for double-digit yards that iced the game for them.
He is scrambling to run on a career-high about 6% of dropbacks. Doesn't sound like a lot, but that is 10 times in 170 dropbacks. He's never scrambled at this rate, and it's climbing game by game here. He's turned those 10 scrambles into 95 yards, 4 first downs that break your back, and 3 explosives of 10-plus, and some really big ones there. In fact, his yards generated while scrambling, EPA-wise, plus 0.74 EPA per carry, is third best in the NFL. Only Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen, as scrambling quarterbacks, have had more success this season. The Commanders have allowed a league-high 8.8 expected yards per carry to opposing scramblers this season. So you got a team, well, they haven't gotten beat by it a lot, but you're facing a Michael Penix who doesn't really move, Russell Wilson who doesn't move. When quarterbacks have chosen to scramble against this team, they have been more efficient doing it than against any other defense in the league, and Herbert is really excelling in that area. That's something I worry about.
So for me, my concern is going to be my concern every time they play a football game until it isn't. At some point, the ball is going to be in the air. You can't get home on 40 dropbacks, right? If the Chargers call 30 pass attempts and, you know, three end in, that's probably more than that. Call 35 pass attempts. If three end in scrambles, three end in some incompletions or, you know, hurried throws where he throws it away, you know, five or six or regular old incompletions, there are going to be 20 some times where the ball is in the air towards a wide receiver. That guy's going to be open. That guy's going to have separation. And that guy is going to be able to run for days. I am terrified of what happens until it's fixed, and it has not been fixed yet. The last three games, teams have been able to throw it on them at will. The ball's going to be in the air at some point. Justin Herbert is splendid. He'll escape. The ball's going to be passed either Quentin Johnson or Ladd McConkey or maybe it's Hampton out of the backfield, and Washington can't handle it. That's my fear.
The Najee Harris injury is a killer for them in a lot of ways. The veteran pounding physical back who would help you with time of possession and do some of the intangible things in the locker room as well. But sneaky early in the season, I think this has actually benefited them in a sense to just give the ball to the better player. Amarion Hampton's a really, really good football player.
Yes, he is.
And they were going to do this timeshare thing like you're seeing in New England where they've got Travion Henderson, but they're still going to make Antonio Gibson and make
Ramondre Stevenson
happen. And Ramondre's like, yeah, I'll take my 9 carries if you're going to give them to me. What would be best for business for that offense is just to get the ball to Henderson in space. And for the Chargers, now they don't really have a choice. You don't get to mess around with the plotting running back. One other thing that I feel good about watching the Chargers, going back and just watching every offensive play the last couple of games, I don't know what's going on with Ladd McConkey. He's in a little bit of a funk. He dropped the initial third down. Go back and watch that play. He's like wide open on a 3rd and 7 or something against the Giants. He's at the sticks. Just a complete drop. He's been out-targeted by both Keenan Allen and Quentin Johnston this season. So he went from last year an 1,100-yard player who was one of the better, more utilized receivers in the league to being their number 3 utilized receiver at the wideout position. In this offense, right now, his target rate has dropped 7%. His catch rate is down 14% in terms of ball thrown to him. Does he actually haul it in? Some of those are drops. Some of those are that he's better covered. I don't really know what's going on yet, but it has been a very slow start for Ladd McConkey. And like a month ago, when the Chargers are on the schedule right before the kickoff of the NFL season,
that's the guy you circle.
I'm like, oh, damn, Ladd McConkey's going to go 9 for 117 against him. Right now, I'm worried about Keenan Allen, who's like a plus-size tight end, basically, running around. And I'm worried about Quentin Johnston down the field vertically, who's having this monster breakout season. Now, I say that, and I'm sure McConkey in the slot will end up working him. And, you know, the matchup with Sandra still is favorable for him based on how Mikey's played. But just right now coming in, I'm telling you, Ladd McConkey is not playing like you think he should.
No, and listen, it's if the production has gone elsewhere to a degree, right? You already mentioned it, but Keenan Allen back has been a boon for them. He's one of those kind of short intermediate stuff, just winning with physicality and you know, unbelievable route running and technique. 24 catches, 231 yards. You could do some easy math there. That's sub 10 yards a pop. The difference has been Quentin Johnston to me. Is that they're throwing it downfield. Like, that's where the eyeballs are. And you would expect that Jim Harbaugh offense to do that as much. It's ground and pound. It's, you know, Rex Ryan lets you to bleep and snack from a handful of years ago. I can't wait to give it to Najee Harris 20 times. And they've kind of morphed into this new thing where they are slinging it down the football field, which is not as much McConkey's territory. But I'm surprised, too, that he's not been anywhere near as effective. I know fantasy owners were furious, taking him kind of borderline end of round 1 in deeper leagues and PPRs and kind of, you know, middle of round 2, certainly. 16 catches for $174 is way more pedestrian than people thought.
I like how they're using Quentin Johnston. They've unearthed him a little bit. Greg Roman deserves a lot of credit. He got beat up in Baltimore, understandably at times. But this does not even look like a Greg Roman offense.
It doesn't at all.
Like, you're like, wait, that's the play caller? That's the OC of this team? This suddenly 2025-proof pass-first Chargers team? But yeah, it's Greg Roman. He moves Johnston all over the place. You talked about this, but he lines in the slot now 15.5% of the time, which is a career high for him. He's caught 10 of 15 balls for $147 and 3 touchdowns against man. So when they get him one-on-one on the outside, he's won on some double moves. And he's a
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Scary guy. Now, I think it's a pretty good matchup for Lattimore because he's not a shifty guy. He's not one of these explosive dudes necessarily. He's like a, you know, SUV, basically. Like, when he gets going, he can run by you. But he's not overly twitchy. He's more of a physical wide receiver, which theoretically is what Hanzy Marshawn-Lattimore should be able to defend. But that's what Drake London is as well. I wanted to play this clip really quickly. This is from Take Command. Logan Paulson and myself host that Commanders podcast a couple times a week. We were looking ahead to this matchup. And when Logan studied the tape on the Chargers defense, which is really, really good, he saw some air that they allow for quarterbacks to exploit as runners. And he actually thinks Cliff should bake a lot of quarterback runs into this game, designed runs. Now, if Jaden is going to play, and it almost certainly looks like he will, it would take a major setback for that not to happen, there's a chance he's playing with a knee brace. So if that's happening, can he be himself? Can you slide? Can you get down? Sometimes the knee brace makes that quirky and weird for quarterbacks. I'm not really sure what that'll look like, but I know that Logan thinks that is one of the ways that you can actually beat a defense that has been really, really good.
I went back and watched all the explosive runs given up by the Chargers, and they're number 5 in terms of explosive runs given up, or number 2. So they do give up a lot of explosive runs. And I'd say over 60% of them were on scrambles. So Patrick Mahomes had a bunch, Geno Smith had a bunch, Bo Nix had a bunch, and so did Jackson Dart. So if Jaden Daniels is back, his superpower, in my opinion, is dissecting zone, and this team does play a lot of zone, and running when there's open rush lanes. And I think one of the things about Jesse Minter and this defense is they want to bring pressure, but on third down specifically, they want to bring a lot of simulated pressure. And so in that simulated pressure with the 4-man rush, if you pick it up, there's huge running lanes for the quarterback. And you've seen that over the first couple of weeks of the season. So I think this is a great opportunity to kind of get back some of those offensive efficiency numbers, especially if Jaden Daniels is at 100% and playing the way we saw him play the majority of last year.
That's Logan Paulson from Take Command. Don't listen during 2 to 6:30, but otherwise, go check out
other times are fun.
That Commanders podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score.
forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.